taking it in. Unpleasant experiences are part of life and sometimes have value. But due to the negativity bias, it's easy for unpleasant experiences to get stored in your brain as negative material, which has negative consequences for you and often others. When negative material is activated, typically from implicit memory stores, it is not retrieved as a unit from storage, but rather is reconstructed in a dynamic process. Once it comes into consciousness, it starts associating with whatever else is present in awareness. Then, when it's no longer activated, it gets reconsolidated back into memory, also in a dynamic process. The dynamic nature of memory reconstruction and reconsolidation gives you two good methods for changing negative material. First, when you are aware of prominently positive material alongside the negative, what's positive can soothe, compensate for, and sometimes eventually overwrite the negative. Second, during the window of reconsolidation, if you bring to mind a neutral trigger associated with the negative material while feeling only neutral or positive, this can disrupt the reconsolidation process and gradually erase the association between the neutral trigger and the negative material. To do the fourth step of heal, linking positive and negative material, you need to be able to hold both positive and negative in awareness while keeping the positive more prominent and not getting hijacked by the negative. Once you have identified key positive experiences for yourself, you can use the fourth step for old pain or other issues. Look for opportunities to have these good experiences, and once they're activated, help them connect with the negative material as an antidote. You can also use the fourth step in situations that start with a negative experience. First, be with the difficult experience, witnessing it with self-compassion. Second, when it feels right, try to let it go. Third, call up an appropriate positive experience and link it with the original negative material. Connect positive experiences to negative situations, either ones you are in or ones you imagine. Over time, this could help you be more comfortable and capable in these situations.